That's just so annoying. All right.
Wow.
It's great, though. I really feel like I relaxed there. Now, I change into my plush tracksuit.
You do. It's really weird, though.
Yeah,
it's...
well, I'm wearing these big sunglasses, otherwise known as BFSGs. Big.
Oh, effing sunglasses. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
All right. And, you know, I've put a bunch of fake hair from my ears, glued it onto my chest, and I got a hairy chest.
That's why it's patchy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm working on it. It's an effect.
You should have started drinking coffee the one I did. You'd have a full
2 years old.
That's right.
Hey, kid, you're not hyper enough. Have some of this. All right.
Start pounding down the coffee.
Yeah, he's two. He's pounding it down. By age three, I'm
so
hoping
wrong.
He's making it rain. All right. Pounding it down and making it rain. Not even 5 years old yet. Here we go. This is getting weird.
It is really fast.
Well,
well
that's
done.
What this show is.
That
so,
is true.
All right. So, welcome to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. This is our once a month segment that allows you to do more adult theme poetry. So it's just done in one segment. So it's not just five unique callers. It's everybody calls in at once, and we just go in the order that you are received. So. Yep. Let's just open up the line, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. Let's do this. The cardinal sin of doubling up on a bumper.
Do you know why?
What's that?
Because I slid a song underneath, and for whatever reason, it decided to skip it and go straight to the bumper. So I apologize for you guys hearing two bumpers.
I'm just playing around, JT. I know, but you get really frustrated with technology when it's not working. People, you have no idea what it gets like here sometimes. And actually, JT and I are pretty funny. I think we kind of start. We don't fly off the handle together.
No.
But when I fly off the handle, he's fine. And then when he flies off the handle, I'm fine. So it's just kind of how it seems to work. Yep, that's how it goes. Did you hit a sound effect or did you use it with your mouth?
I hit a sound effect.
Oh, I couldn't tell, but I was like, that was amazing. It's getting late. Okay.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Nailed it shut. Let's go to the land of solid reason, Kentucky. They've never made any bad decisions there. Hey, Philip, how's it going?
I have not recently lost any weight.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's okay. Things are standing steady. Steady.
It's been about, what, 30 minutes?
Right? Yeah. I think this is the first time that you actually did not catch me off guard. So
yeah.
You were standing in a crouch stance for the last few minutes waiting for us to...
Suddenly I'm doing karate moves and stuff. Ah, what? Yeah, yeah.
When we pop in, hi-ya! You just hit us in there. Yeah, that's it. That's what this is all about.
I get hurt or pregnant. I don't know which, but...
It's after dark. Anything can happen.
Right? This has been a lengthy night, and it's so good to spend it among friends, and... Yeah, I'm going to get right to it and, bang a gong and get it on, as some rock star once said.
Yep.
All right.
T-Rex.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. The lengthy title. Here we go. I'm trying not to laugh because they're ridiculous sometimes. Questionable evidence discovered in the hungover morning, compounded by fears and blurred images of a lovely young lady whose name is yet known. And here we go. Who hasn't been born through a mother's pain, visceral, histrionic perhaps, and maybe martyr-like? A womb, the womb, a cosmos concealed beneath feminine flesh, a goddess portal, palatial, roomy, labyrinthine, its unmapped wilderness. Paris summers, autumns of Spain, spilling its chaotic ache through a needle's eye at noon or midnight, when chime alarms for thee. You, so immaculate and rare. A lone, rebellious wren who refuses suitors and any return to your father's famous native lands. Flights of winged fantasy, high above single-file camels, resembling ants, traveling tawny deserts, traversed by poetic scrolls written in wisdom. Fill your full-lipped vessel with renewed generations, warriors for a future of hawks and hummingbirds. Feel warfare begging my loins, free from their sackcloth impotence, unleashed, gripped and guided firmly as a scepter. Demands for my savage biology, masked behind duplicitous politeness, these extemporaneous phrases mocking an impatient virility. And there it is.
I really enjoyed that one. Impatient Virility is that could be a great band name now that I think of it.
Yes. I think that it's a compliment. That's far better than interesting.
I'm nice. Guilty of saying it too, but I never mean it as, I know, as yeah. negative. But yeah, I mean, I really did enjoy that one, Philip.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Strong game. Strong game this evening.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. It's good to be back and good to be in a good mood. And if you ever get blue, sir, you know, feel free to contact me. I'll throw you a tune or do something stupid. I'm always happy to, you know, make a fool out of myself.
Philip, I'm just really down. I don't feel like I can be happy until I watch you go knock food off someone else's dining room table with a 2x4. Then I'll feel happy.
Right. Watch me push somebody over.
Philip, you did it again.
I did it again. Right. It's been great to hear you guys. Thank you so much. And cheers and have a wonderful weekend.
Will do.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon, Philip. Thanks so much, buddy. Bye. And that's Philip calling from Kentucky. You know, what would this show be like without Philip? Do you remember the first few times he called? And this guy called from Kentucky saying his name's Felipe, and it was just cracking us up.
Yep.
And it was awesome, and he was just really delivering. But it's one of those things where I think all of the personalities that I really enjoy and love in my life, probably the first time I met them had me going, "Who the hell is that?" You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm sure I do that to other people. It's actually, in retrospect, a total compliment to people to be like, when I first met you, I was like, who the hell are you? Because those are all the people I like hanging out with. And Philip, I definitely count you among that. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut.
Yeah, Philip, I definitely count you among that. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut.
Hi.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
We can hear you this time.
Yay. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, so
here we are.
I was reminded it was, you know, after dark.
Yeah.
And my thoughts turned to after dark things, and, you know, I thought I would write this one. And as I said, I never know what's coming out. Really never. It's like, this is coming out of me. Okay.
Well, it's a good thing you're not a chef.
No, I'm not like a chef, because a chef has ingredients. I don't have ingredients. I just sit there and write. So anyway, this is called Phantom Lover. Honeyed words, dripping with sexuality, roll off his tongue, and he steeps me in his tender caress as the phrases create a longing deep within my innermost reaches. Silken and smooth, they are lubricated by the whispers he floats into my ear. His tongue gently slips over my lips, and his lips cover mine in a tender kiss, deepening as we both discover the pleasure of this meeting. His hands are traveling long journeys in concentric circles all over my body, creating an enticing and alluring presence. And mine find endless possibilities on his. As we both explore the joys of each other, our lips and tongues exploring too, as we move our lips to match our hands. And soon we are in a state of ecstasy, so great, only one thing will suffice. and we continue toward the magnet of our desires as he moves his lips onto the hot fire of my loins, suckling them and holding my breath as he sups on my essence. And I hold the key to my desire in my hand, strong and erect, make it my lollipop until I need more, and thrust it inside the deep abyss, feeling its thick presence. And we are traveling together on an ocean of desire as we roll on the waves until we both explode like overfilled balloons splayed in each other's arms. I open my eyes to nothing but empty space. Purple haze hovers in the distance as his dream shadow disappears. End poem.
Reminds me of a waffle I had once.
No.
No, Barbara. Say. What is there to say to a poem like that that isn't going to sound just completely over the top and weird? So
don't say anything. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just.
Let's just think about what we've just witnessed. No, Barbara, we appreciate it. Yeah, and thank you so much. And thanks for sharing.
Those images that float into my mind.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, you know, it's what it is. I mean, it's just honest communication of what's been coming across your mind. I'm like, that's perfect. That's what it should be.
Well, that's it. I mean, these are things that people don't usually talk about in mixed, usually.
Yeah.
And these are some things that happen to women and to men, and I just, I thought, hey, what the hell?
yeah, absolutely. It makes total sense to me. Total sense.
Yeah, it's just another thing to write about, and what is there not to write about? I mean, and once you write about it, then people say, oh yeah. I had those feelings once, I know those feelings.
I remember at one point trying to write a poem about not being able to think of a poem to write. And it got a little meta, I mean, it wasn't the best thing ever, but it definitely did help me kind of break the spell of feeling empty.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it keeps you from being lonely and, but on the other hand, you wouldn't want to read this poem to just anybody. And thank you, Mama. Mama's making me feel so good. I wish I could, go to a poetry reading with Mama.
Yeah.
Reading
to
me.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That would be so cool. And then to read to her and see her reaction, that would be the best. So maybe, we'll get together someday, Mama. But anyway, you probably have another person after me.
We do.
Thank you for having this little segment. It gets the creaks out.
I understand.
I'm just going to let that statement sit there. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, geez. All right.
We'll see you next week. And that's Barbara calling from Connecticut. It lets the creeps out.
What? Oh, I thought she said creeks.
No, I think she said the creeps.
Well, that's fine, too. Either way, it doesn't matter. It allows that release.
The release of ectoplasm. Hello, let's go to Colorado to Mike Purcell. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing really well, man. It's I'm glad you got to call in. I know we were talking over Facebook Messenger, so I'm really glad you were able to get it.
Oh yeah, no, great show. I've really enjoyed tonight's show.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, it's been a good thing for me. So yeah, I wrote this thing out of bitterness and stuff like that.
Okay.
But also, I have a hard time taking stuff seriously. So, basically, this is about my breakup.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a lonely man. Girlfriend left. But I'm stoked that I don't have an upper lip that's cleft. Got my girl, Roper and Daisy. They're my pets. I'm frickin' lazy. Like to lounge about, my biggest weakness is good old bean sprout. They smell like ejaculate, but I smell immaculate. But my girlfriend left. But I'm stoked. I don't have an upper lip that's cleft. Thank you.
Dude, we were actually laughing about this, like, while you were reading it here. Dude, and then, you know, by the way,
but
written like a lyricist, written like someone who's written a lot of lyrics in the past.
Oh, sure. No, lyrics are, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's hard for me to write any type of poetry or lyrics. I have to have, like, concepts for it. And, like, okay, I want to actually throw this out to your listeners.
Sure.
I have two concepts for lyrics or poems that I would love to hear that I've never heard before that I am not able to write yet, okay?
Okay.
If that makes sense. But the number one concept for poetry for me, the top 10 ailments of stakeout spies.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Like, okay. Yeah.
Like, let's say you're a cop. You got a partner, you're staking out people. Like, surely there's some gems in there for poetry as far as what they're doing.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Staking out spies with my own two eyes. You know?
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that would be a deceptively boring profession, almost like a pilot. Like, it seems like a pilot would be an exciting thing, too.
But you're really but sitting pilots, there and not crashing?
Yeah, exactly. You're sitting there and not crashing. So surely there's got to be some gems in there. Like, I want some pilots and some ex-stakeout cops to call with some poetry. Because, god damn, that's a gold mine there. Oh, and then also the third one is Siskel and Ebert porn reviews.
Yeah, that would be great.
So, so anyways, like, no, those are, yeah, I would love it if you're, sorry, I would love it if both myself and the other listeners would perhaps try to elaborate on these themes, because I'm going to try to do it, and I would love to hear more poetry about these things.
Anyway,
thank you guys so much for having me on.
Hey, you got it, man. Awesome. You got it, man. And actually, Mike, you and I need to try to get together, because I think we could probably make those work.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'll be in touch with you, okay, after the show.
Right on, man. All right, good night.
Talk to you later. And that was Mike Purcell calling from Denver. Now, I've mentioned this in the show once before, but this might explain the ridiculous laugh fest just now. Mike Purcell was probably one of my best friends in the world when I was like 13, okay. 14 years old. And yeah. I've known him ever since then. We got into doing music together. We had our first band together. You know, that was our whole time was just dedicated. While other people were out, you know, playing sports and doing all that stuff, we dedicated ourselves completely to the craft of music, and that's what we spent all of our time doing. So we have a kind of a tight relationship, you know, and if you were listening to the show years ago when Chris Durant called in,
yes,
Chris Durant was part of that same group, okay, as well. And so this is kind of where a lot of that comes from. So the sense of humor has been built up over, oh my gosh, 20, 23 years now, something like that. Yeah, so it lasts. All right, now here's someone I haven't known very long, but I feel like I already know her so well, and I still call her Mama, you know, Mama Oladeji. Mama, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I
all
can
right.
Hear you.
Boom. All right. We can hear you too. Perfect.
That was a good poem, Mike Purcell. I was trying to figure out who it was. Glad you called his name out. With his cleft lip.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure he'd respond to it if you called him that, though. Yeah. And he's one hell of a musician, Mama. I mean, really. He undersells himself, but he's wonderful. But we're happy to have you here as well. I mean, you just absolutely blew the doors off with your two performances earlier. So interested to hear what you have for this segment.
Well, I have a poem I'm going to do for Barbara because I think she might be the woman I'm talking about. But I'm going to do it in the first person. But yeah, this might be Barb. She probably make a good word, madam. Word, madam. Word, madam, I am. Playing with words erotically. You must really listen to me to get the deepest meaning metaphorically. See, words work for me like ladies of the night. They bring me what I ask for. I am the word, madam, and my words are like money divas. The oldest profession in the world, words teasing you, suggesting to your core what, when, and how you want it. See, I'm the word, madam. I have prostituting pronouns working for me, hustling for me. You feel what it leaves you with. I am the poetry, madam. I be pimping, macking, slapping those phrases. Yes, that's what I do. Smacking those old metaphors around, and I give young new words some bling to complete with the colloquialism and their hooks. I mean, like high-class hookers in my stable, bringing experience to the table. Old working girls who are likened to an oxymoron. Oh, it hurts so good. Intellectual women with intuition, broads with brass balls, talking back, giving men a hard time, pun intended, brutal subordination. Watch how they handle it. You feel what I leave you with. Like old broads are like vocabulary queens, empresses of sentences, patronizing the patrons with promises. Expression is turning tricks into patronizing future appointments with ballads for money exchange. My spit is like past participles dangling, sliding down poles, a pregnant pause, waiting for a lap dance. He then made it rain. The ending was a proposition, wrongly being accused as a preposition. Phone sex. A date just listens to sex talk, and she makes him think it's all his idea for what he wants done to him. Tricks of the respected trade, like sexy soliloquies in silk panties, draped fur boas and high heels. He has heard her, never laid his eyes on her. My poetry will lie to you and make you pay for the privilege. My poetry will blow smoke up your derriere and tell you how to receive the message. Lure you to sleep with a lullaby. See, she is the master of making up alibis, makes manipulation look like miracles. My words can only do what I tell them to do because I can't afford to leave wanton adverbs such as lasciviously and salacious running around naked in my poem. At least not for free. Word, madam, in peace.
To quote myself, which is a weird thing to do, I may be cheap, but I'm never free. Mama, that was wonderful.
That was a good piece. That was a really good piece. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we really liked that one over here. And I know they loved it in the chat room. I was watching them.
I'll get back over there. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Hopefully, yes. If God is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right. Well, we'll keep it in our heads. We'll keep it in our thoughts and pray that you're able to make it.
I said if the creek don't rise, all this rain and floods, I don't know. I might be back.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Mama. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's Mama calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I think she said she's in Cleveland, right? She is in Cleveland?
Yeah.
She is in Cleveland.
Yeah, or like a suburb of it. But yeah.
Like a burb of Cleveland.
Yeah. A burb of Cleveland.
In the burbs. I never use that word. I'm just playing.
I was going to say, man, that's a... Whew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Tom Hanks movie, by the way.
The Burb?
The Burbs.
That's right. That's right. Hey, what movie did you have playing in the studio when I walked in today?
Big.
Boom. Now let's tie it all back together.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. America's Dad.
Hey. He is funny.
I don't think he actually likes that phrase, but I think he's just a great actor. He's
America's Dad.
I got to tell you. No. I got to tell you, he's one of those guys that I've grown up with. He's always been there.
Yeah.
He's been a movie star the whole time I've been conscious of movie stars.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
And he is just—he's always good. Even his the movies that aren't like the best of his are still solid. He always turns in a solid performance. He's always great. And his performance of David S. Pumpkins on Saturday Night Live is classic.
Oh.
But I will say, like, you know, that's one of the people you know that in the future, hopefully a long ways away, when he passes away. That's someone I can actually see myself really feeling.
That would be.
Because he's just been such a big part. But anyway, before we get all depressive on this, we got one more poet. She's a poet. She's a musician. She's just an all-around awesome person. Let's see if she's on the line. Mary, are you there?
Oh, hello. Waking up for you guys.
Hello. That's one thing I always worry about. It's like, you know, I'd hate to do it to someone where they fall asleep and wake up. Okay.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Yeah.
The moment of not so good. All right. I love that I got this long, and I'm going to keep it so short. This is an anonymous poem by an anonymous person. I really don't know the author, but I'm going to read it. It's a cute little after dark thing. The girl in the one-piece dress. The girl in the one-piece dress. Figure hugging. Seamless and crease-free. Smooth and fluid. Curvy lass. No bones showed through. Everything moved in unison. Smooth as liquid silk. In fact, the contents of that dress seemed not to be a solid. So fluid was the movement. And boom.
Mary, so appropriate.
And the snort at the end. I didn't mean the snort, but you know, I love you. Okay. Isn't that cute? You don't have to have many words to say what you want to say, do you?
No,
very true.
You really don't. Mary, by the way, you made me think of something. You know, so earlier this week, I gave out an assignment writing about a composer to the fifth grade, and the kids asked me, "Do we have to use proper spelling?" And another one's, "Do we have to use punctuation? Do we have to write in complete sentences?" I mean, they're asking everything. And I go, "Well, no, I suppose you could just hold the letter P down for an entire page and hand me that." I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's technically, it's not worrying about spelling or
what you feel.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for it. You know, all work, no play. You know, that. Poetry.
Isn't it cute to see their little spirit shining through? Can we say the P words? Can we say the E words? What can we say?
I think my theory is they were just trying to see how little they could do to get away with it.
We got a different place then.
That's all right.
You know, I always aim for high, and then I always go low.
I told them I expect you to communicate like human beings using your language properly. That's all I ask. But At any rate.
They might remember you way, way down the line, and, you know, we'll just think about those things.
Maybe so. We'll see.
I'm not dark or nothing about that. I'm just saying. You know, yeah. we say what we say, and we do what we do, and then we leave it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And we say that we hope we did a good job that day.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, you know, it's there's just so much. There's a lot of truth to that in there. There's a lot of truth to that.
Kisses to all. Toddy's, whatever you want. Some caramel on a pinata.
All
and
right.
then go to bed.
All right.
Some caramel on a pinata, which makes the pinata very hard to smash.
That's hard. Come on. I got a stick. I got a stick that could go through a lot of stuff.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
All right.
Barry, till next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Mary calling all the way from Arizona. Now, she makes our last caller of the After Dark segment. So, this won't happen again. Until the beginning of December, yes?
Correct.
So after, or no, is it?
It's that night.
It's our celebration.
It's our celebration night.
Oh, my gosh. Huh.
Yeah.
Depending on how that comes together, we may decide to bump it a week or something.
A week or something. It's okay.
Yeah. We'll make it. We'll figure it out.
We'll definitely announce it.
Yeah, and we'll communicate it. Also, for everybody listening who has submitted something for this for the anthology, you will be getting contacted this weekend through email. Just let know that we got it and everything. And if you haven't heard anything by the end of the weekend and you did send something in, feel free to just send an email. It's fine. We'll definitely, JT or myself, we'll get back to you, and we'll make sure we're getting it all together the right way. We want to do this and make something we can all be proud of.
Yes.
All right. So this is the end of After Dark. This is the end for the entire broadcast. Once again, I'll just run through it from myself. Good evening. From JT, the technical producer. We're just the producer. Let's just call him a producer because he is just a producer. And co-host from the studio, Cat Novia, who's still upset, still pissed off I haven't petted her after all these years. And Ursa, the studio dog. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. We look forward to seeing you next week. And keep writing.